This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I get goosebumps every time I say that, Michael, because it is so important that we be here and we do the right thing by our listeners. And the right thing is to go through all the stories, the research done by Michael and his staff at Talkers Magazine. You'll find these lists every week at talkers.com, along with all the other items of interest, things that have happened to radio hosts, people that are connected to the business, people that you know. I want to start, well, yeah, I want you to, as we usually do, go through the stories and the people, then I want to talk about a person that's on the list here. So if you would do the honors, please.
Let us do it as we endeavor to make the world a better place and save humanity from its own destructive hand.
Really? We're going to sound like the introduction to Superman. This is a job for Superman.
You're the one who said it. You inspired me, you know, with the whole importance of what we do.
That's right.
Number 10, political correctness and the cancel culture. Number 9, AG Barr and Big Tech CEOs house hearings. At number 8, U.S.-China relations and a Russian disinformation campaign. Number 7, the economy. Number 6, Herman Cain dies. I suspect he's the one you want to talk about, but I'm not sure. We'll find out. And sports opening challenges, those are tied at number 6. And number 5, the Black Lives Matter movement tied with the funeral of John Lewis. At number 4, school openings still under debate. As a matter of fact, the debate is getting hotter and more emotional. At number 3, healthcare, meds, and vaccines. At number 2, COVID-19 stats and projections. And number 1, something that is interesting, it's not COVID directly related, although it encompasses it. The presidential race is number 1. Politics is tied in there. And the federal agents debate, which is one of the core issues of the presidential race.
Let's move the election to 3 years from now.
Yeah.
Oh, who predicted that might happen? Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right. My goodness gracious. Yep. That's all I could say. Yes. We have at number 10, Vladimir Putin. At number 9, Herman Cain. At number 8, John Lewis and Barack Obama. At number 7, Tom Cotton. Number 6, Louis Gohmert. At number 5, Dr. Tony Fauci. At number 4, Mitch McConnell. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. Joe Biden is number 2. And number 1 is Donald J. Trump. And there you go. That's the snapshot of the week's conversational activity.
What do you think the appropriate understanding of Dr. Fauci is? Who is this man, and why is he revered by some and reviled by others?
Because he's caught up in the political crossfire of COVID-19, which has been politicized, plain and simple. He's a victim of politicized weaponry. He's neither to be revered nor is he to be reviled. He's just a doctor who happens to be a public servant. He works within the government, and he's an expert on, transmittable diseases.
I thought the handling of the passing, or at least the funeral of John Lewis, interesting to see the three former presidents there get their take on him. They didn't get to sit in the audience with the rest. And oftentimes when there is a when there's a funeral like this, they all sort of sit together, but they didn't hear. I don't know if you watched it or not to see.
I did. They were in the green room having brown M&Ms, you know, or white M&Ms. You know,
right.
The old joke about they want certain colored M&Ms on the rider or they won't perform. So
I think that they're getting Bush gets along with both of them. For a while, Obama and Clinton weren't getting along. Clinton seems to look a little better than he has. He was kind of frail looking for a while. You look at all of them and you understand how they age as president, and you look at him and George looks like a little fat and jolly old elf. to me. Anyway, and Clinton up there pointing his finger as he was like the old Clinton. Well, this is it. And I just thought Obama, he's always speaks well, but he looks like he's happy not to be president.
Well, you know, it's he served two terms. You never lost. There's a benefit to being an ex-president. Yeah. They all enjoy it. Even Jimmy Carter enjoys a certain amount of attention.
Oh, yes.
Perks as a result of, yep, of having been president. Once you're president, you're president for life in many ways. Yeah. But no, they all took advantage of the opportunity. And ex-presidents tend to get along. They bury the hatchet because they have a lot in common. They find out that they have more in common than they have not in common, because they shared that experience. They know certain things. And they can empathize with each other.
Think they'll ever bury the hatchet with Trump? Maybe
no.
Bury it in him,
no,
but not with him.
No, I don't think so. I think that Trump is a total anomaly.
Yep.
And I often say the book of Trump has yet to be written, but anything can happen when it comes to Donald Trump and his reputation in history.
Mm-hmm. Well, the idea of changing, I wasn't being facetious, I sort of was a little bit, let's have the election in 3 years, but Trump suggested in a Twitter episodic adventure, his continuing episodic adventures on Twitter, that we not hold the election in November, to which everybody on both sides of the aisle went, are you kidding? What's the matter? Are you nuts? Kind of. That was the response, right? In a sense.
All across the board. Across the board. Trump makes it very difficult for people who support him to do so.
To support him.
It's a matter of the choices ain't that great.
No, they are. That's also kind of
the
true.
Choices really.
Yeah.
Choices
depending
really,
on who Biden announces as his vice presidential candidate, which is supposed to be next week, that's another can of worms. So,
yeah,
and how did we get here? Go ahead.
The word is Kamala Harris is the leader, but a lot of people in the Democratic Party don't like her because she's ambitious.
Awful. I remember when I was on KBC in Los Angeles, she was just beginning to come up the ladder, and I remember interviewing her one night, and she had a local political job, and I don't even remember why I had her on. Somebody asked me to have her on, so I talked to her, and I thought at that point in time, as I think right now, she was the most dramatically obvious, non-interested person in terms of how you could, what the definition of public service is. Mm-hmm. It was, she just reeked of self-serving political chicanery, if that's the right word for it. Just reeked of it. Mm-hmm. And watching her as she moved up the ranks in California politics and circles, it just underscored it. And she said such nasty things about him. Why in the world would he? I mean, does that just make in your mind, Michael, the hypocrisy of the things that were said, she said about Joe Biden when they were in the debates? How do you pick somebody like that?
Well, politics makes strange bedfellows.
But he doesn't need California. He's going to get California no matter what.
She couldn't even get California.
Right, exactly. Yeah, thank you.
You know, I mean, God. Since when does this favorite son or favorite daughter thing really apply anymore? I mean, look at how Elizabeth Warren didn't even win.
She won't even win. If she ran for Senate again, she won't win.
You know,
people here dislike her completely.
Well, I don't know if that's the case, but she's certainly not as popular as one would think because she comes from Massachusetts. I mean,
she didn't win Massachusetts in the primary.
Al Gore didn't win Tennessee. It's a double-edged sword. The people in your hometown know all your faults.
Right.
The people in South Bend, Indiana, were not crazy about Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
You know, I heard all kinds of stories.
So, he'd be actually a pretty good vice president. If Biden hadn't painted himself into a corner by saying he was going to have a woman, and then maybe, I think he suggested a woman of color, he eliminated many of the good potential. I think he's a very interesting character and might be a good leader.
Well,
he's young, but who knows?
Someday. I think his future will be as a television talk show host. His fill-ins for, I believe, Jimmy Kimmel are just priceless. He's really talented.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. He's a smart, nice guy. But, no, the choices, back to the original point, the choices are not that great. Mm. And I think people are aware that Trump has, shall we say, some personality problems. He has personality traits, character traits that are not quite befitting of a president. On the other hand, he stands for many things that a large number of people in this country feel very strongly about.
I'm Doug Steffen, reminding you of the numbers. Stats came out this week about how many people in America are just plain fat. Obese is the word that gets used, and maybe that's the appropriate, that's the politically correct word for being fat, overweight, out of the health zone. You see people, men and women, who are way overweight. 39% of us are clinically obese. And that is the number one risk factor for the most important health condition that we face, the most important health problem, the COVID situation attacks people, that virus attacks people who are overweight, who have diabetes, that sort of thing. So get yourself in shape. Let's get you onto the Calitrin program. 1 month supply is $69. Get 3 months, and then you pay the BOGO deal. You don't have to pay for the next 3 months. So you get 6 month supply for the price of three. That's the Summer Sizzler. This thing works fabulously well. Been around for decades, and this product couldn't have lasted if it wasn't a good product. Wouldn't have stayed out in the marketplace. Get it online. Toploss.com is the online site for Calitrin. No stimulants, no drugs. Number one healthy weight loss choice here and around the world. Use the discount code DJV, if you will. Savings, like you don't have to pay any shipping. The BOGO deal, buy three, get three free, or four, or five, or however many you want. But it's a six-month program, so you should take the BOGO, buy three, get three free deal. That's toploss.com, discount code DJV.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Tech has changed virtually everything in our lives today, including health, wellness, and fitness. And from counting calories to counting steps, did you know that tech is also a big part of the WW, or Weight Watchers, program? Kevin O'Brien from WW explains.
At the core of our program are proprietary algorithms built over decades as it relates to people's weight loss and healthy habits. And that in and of itself, I guess, is a form of technology. But more obviously is the way we make use of technology to bring the program to our members on a day-to-day basis. What's magic, I think, about WW is the way it helps simplify the decisions that somebody needs to make about being healthier and about achieving a healthy weight. All of our members are on the app, and some of our members are going to workshops every week. And really, the app simplifies working with the program. It allows our members to take the program where they want to go. It allows them to take them with them.
And the workshops are free to check out.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track, as well as drivers like you and me on the street, for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired, like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our Talk Radio Countdown Zone, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. He's the editor and publisher. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of, you name it, I host it. Tom Bergeron. This program, that program. My job here is to get Michael to focus with you on these stories and the people on the list and to consider some of the anecdotal side issues that may or may not have been part of the discussion on all the stations that we listen to and monitor. So the Herman Cain thing is something that I felt we ought to spend some time on. And, you know, the more I think about it, because the funeral focused on John Lewis and what he did and Herman Cain, they were both contemporaries, but they approached the issue so much differently. Number five on the countdown this week is Black Lives Matter. So do you care to philosophize a little about Herman Cain was
a conservative. He was of the school, which is a minority within the minority, within the African American population. There are conservatives. They are about maybe 10-15% of the population identify with the Republicans, identify with conservative thinking. The rest, of course, identify with the Democrats and with the Black Lives Matter movement, which people like Herman Cain did not support. They felt that it victimizes black people and that it doesn't, and that the United States does not have that level of systemic racism that many black people claim.
I think Larry Elder thinks that way too, doesn't he, more or less?
Larry Elder thinks that way. Candace Owens thinks that way. There are many African Americans that think that way, and they consider it an insult. They believe if you work hard and you strive and you try and you get educated and you keep a father in the family and you do all kinds of things, they believe, you know, pick yourself up by your bootstraps and be successful. That was Herman Cain's philosophy, and whereas a John Lewis or the more traditional view held in the African American community is that there is systemic racism and that the civil rights movement is still an active movement, and that even though we don't have slavery anymore and there is progress being made, that a lot more progress must yet be made, and that the police are not equal in their handling of white people and black people, etc. That's all out there. And people like Herman Cain and the aforementioned Larry Elder say that the statistics indicate otherwise. And that is indeed a big debate going on. And as a matter of fact, Larry Elder, who's a talk show host, you brought his name up, similar in philosophy to Herman Cain. As a matter of fact, I talked to him yesterday. I spoke to Larry Elder yesterday. He has a new movie out called Uncle Tom, documentary about this very thing.
It's supposed to be quite good, actually.
I've seen a large segment of it. It's excellent. Yeah, and Herman Cain is one of the featured African-American, you know, models.
Interviews.
Yeah, his life is presented in this, along with
what
others.
What pizza company did he run? I was trying
Godfather's.
Godfather's. That was it, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, very successful, very smart. I remember at one of the conventions, I had lunch with him, and I thought he was like, there was something about him that I found very appealing. He was very open. He wanted to talk. He wanted to listen. That made him a pretty good talk show host, actually.
Go ahead. Cain, a gracious, charming.
Yeah, very
man.
Gracious. That's a great.
Oh
word.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Very, very, very nice man.
Yeah. Very. So anyway, the passing of both of them. Whether you know, we're talking about Dr. Fauci. He's number five on the people list. He was talking about Black Lives Matter in terms of why so many black people are being hit so hard by the virus, which I thought was interesting. He says, according to stats, black people are 2.5 times more likely to die from COVID than white people are. And went into a whole long spiel about why that is. The diet, their background, that sort of thing. I think that'd be a good conversation for Larry to have on his radio program, don't you think? You know, why do more black people get the virus? 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Michelle Obama. The people who know me know that I love to immerse myself in good conversation, to really go deep. And this summer, I decided to press record. The result is called the Michelle Obama Podcast. I just hope it's as fun and meaningful for you as it is for me. The Michelle Obama Podcast is a Spotify original podcast, and you can listen to the series for free only on Spotify.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit healvets.org. That's healvets.org.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Niskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Florida ended up getting some heavy bands of rain and some gusty winds along its southeastern coast from Tropical Storm Isaias, but now it's expected to become a hurricane again later today as it approaches the Carolinas and gets ready to head up the eastern seaboard. Daniel Brown is a senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center, and he says those hurricane conditions probably won't last for long.
It will likely weaken once it moves into eastern North Carolina.
However, it's still expected to remain a tropical storm as it moves across the near the Mid-Atlantic coast.
Tomorrow, the storm is expected to impact the Mid-Atlantic, perhaps reaching in as far as Washington, D.C. Thousands have been told to evacuate as a huge Southern California wildfire keeps getting bigger, the Apple Fire burning in rugged terrain in Riverside County. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The world's biggest annual motorcycle rally is going to be happening despite COVID-19 spikes, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Sturgis is on. The message has been broadcast across social media as South Dakota, which has seen an uptick in coronavirus infections over recent weeks, is bracing to host hundreds of thousands of bikers for the 80th edition of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. More than 250,000 people are expected to rumble through western South Dakota seeking the freedom of cruising the boundless landscapes in a state that has had no lockdowns. The August 7th through 16th event, which could be the biggest anywhere so far during the pandemic, will offer businesses that depend on the rally a chance to make up for losses caused by coronavirus. Though only about half the usual number of people are expected at this year's events, residents are split as the city weighs their options. Many are worried that the rally will cause an unmanageable outbreak of COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott encouraging all flags in Texas to be lowered to half staff for the first anniversary of the El Paso Walmart shooting a year ago. 21-year-old Patrick Crucius allegedly shot and killed 23 people. And an executive producer of the Ellen DeGeneres Show says that the show is not going to be canceled. Andrew Lassner taking to Twitter after a follower hinted that the show was being canceled due to allegations of a toxic work environment. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Moving back into the countdown zone, we're talking about the charts for the week of July 27th to 31st as we end the seventh month of 2020. As Michael said, there are all kinds of ramifications, the stories, the people on the list. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen. The whole business about the cancel culture and the dishonesty that is connected to political correctness has found its way into the number 10 slot. Do you have a specific example, or is it just a general, you know, people are getting carried away with all this stuff?
It's general. It applies to almost everything. People are afraid to talk. People are afraid of, you know, what the feedback will be either from their boss.
So how does that bode for us doing this for a living? Trying to talk about issues on the air and news talk radio.
Makes it a little bit more difficult than it would be if people were more open to controversy and open to reason and things were not as politicized and we didn't have new generations coming up that get frustrated if they don't have anything to be offended by. They get offended by the fact that there's nothing to offend them.
Right.
There's there's a tremendous, there's, you know, microaggressions. Every little thing is looked at as indicative that you're a sexist or you're a racist,
yeah,
or that you're, you know, some type of a, you practice some type of ism. And, of course, there is sexism and there is racism. There are these problems. But when you start accusing everybody of that for every transgression or every thing that may be misstated or stated in a way that is not up to date.
What are the roots, though, of this? How did people begin to get away? It's an exaggeration, but we seem to, we look around at the things that have caused, for example, the Black Lives Matter movement has, in my mind, come about because of exaggerations, not in the exaggeration of more things happening than should have been allowed, and you get to George Floyd, and it's just the straw that breaks the camel's back. So those things are legitimate, but then there are other things that happen that aren't. So how do we differentiate? How do we intelligently, intellectually discern the difference between the real issues and the crap that comes from the cancel culture?
Well, a lot of that comes from education. A lot of that comes from intellectual honesty. A lot of that comes from seeking truth as opposed to turning everything into a political victory, even if you know you've lied or you've distorted or you've eliminated, omitted, taken things out of context, exaggerated. And basically, it comes down to an understanding of human nature. You cannot make laws and rules that fly in the face of human nature. You've got to massage that relationship between justice and human nature, as opposed to inflict upon people unenforceable laws or make true feelings go underground and become suppressed where they manifest into true hatred. It's a very tricky situation, and I think the key is what I just said: understanding human nature, understanding what a joke is, understanding what venting is, understanding what real criticism versus nasty, destructive criticism is, and understanding the balance between birds of a feather flock together and not going out of your way to hurt the other birds that are flocking in their own direction. There's a lot to this, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. You know, sometimes we go a little bit off track. And maybe because of my being a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster and doing that American Family Farmer show, which you talked me into doing, how many years ago? Was
twisted
that? Five,
your arm.
Six, yes,
back away to the beginning of the agricultural revolution.
Good for you. What the discussion that belies this is the seed thing.
Yes, what's that all about? I was going to turn to you. I that didn't quite make its way into my radar where I understand it.
Yeah.
So what's going on with that?
Well, the real issue here, once again, we have the Chinese at the forefront of trying to screw us over. And this time, it's so obvious what's happening. People have been getting, for the past month or so, packets in the mail from China. And for some reason or another, it's captured the news media's attention as we get to the end of this last week of July, big time, not just the agricultural community, but people who think this is a joke. It is no joke. Believe me when I tell you that. There's nobody sending special promotional seeds. The people, I mean, all over the country, the last... The business of all the stuff in the air this year has really done a number on my voice, or does every once in a while. So my voice cracks.
You sound fine, but basically from what I understand is that people have been receiving mysterious packages in the mail from China with seeds, but
filled
there's no instructions,
yeah,
and a lot of the people are, I guess, planting the seeds to see what they grow into. Maybe they'll be like magic seeds that take you up into the clouds, like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah, right. Do not plant them. They are loaded, apparently. The initial research that's been done suggests that they have been permeated with invasive species that could wreck our soil, wreck our environment, wreck our food supply, destroy any insects that are beneficial. This is poison on top of poison on top of poison. And that's really, I think this is the explosive story of the week, the month. It won't be, and it could end up being one of the top 10 stories for the year, Michael.
I believe it. It hasn't been talked about that much this week.
No, because people don't understand it,
right,
really.
Right. But it has been discussed. Just because it's not in the top 10 doesn't mean it's not out there on our radar.
I understand.
I suspect you might be right. But then, of course, we always have the suspicion that maybe it's just a bogus story, that it's fake news and that, you know...
But you see, what it does is bring back into the fore the war. We've talked about this every week, the dimensions of the war we're engaged in with the Chinese government.
Yes.
And the fact that they'll do anything, they continue to hammer away. The most recent episodic adventure was the virus that was manufactured, and it may have been in existence already, but it was what they morphed it into, if you will, became so dangerous. We all see what happened there. And then the next thing is the hacking, which goes on and on. So we find people red-handed that are hacking into our systems. So we close down. It wasn't an embassy. It was what they call those
consulate,
right?
Be very careful with statements about the coronavirus was invented in China for malicious purposes. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that, but even the hardline investigative journalists, people that are really on top of it, they don't have proof yet that that was the case. Clearly, it came from Wuhan. Clearly. China lied about it. Clearly, there's a Chinese connection to it, but the actual origin of it is still up for debate. The waters have been muddied because of the aforementioned political correctness that we've been discussing. All of a sudden now, enemies of Trump are saying his claim that it is a Chinese inflicted danger is racist against the Chinese race, against Asian race, which, of course, is a classic. You asked for an example. There's the biggest example of political correctness being weaponized and muddying up a truthful issue.
Yeah.
Another truthful issue along these lines, and then we can get back to the seeds, is that the Chinese government and the Chinese people are two different things. And because there is a uniformity of race, creed among the Chinese, it's not as multicultural a nation, nor is Japan, as the United States is, that people sometimes think if you criticize China in terms of the state, in terms of the party, you're criticizing on a racist level Chinese people, which is not true.
No. I felt that ramification lost an advertiser because of it. Mm-hmm. I think the word you use, which is so applicable, is having all these things, these issues weaponized, and for what purpose? I guess at the end of the day, what's gained by referring to somebody in this way or that way, racist or whatever?
Well, because sexist. if you are against Trump being reelected, you don't want him to have any kind of platform to stand on to show his accomplishments. And standing up to China is one of his accomplishments. Now, he hasn't done it enough. He's backed down.
Right.
The nature of our connection to China corporately and financially is very complicated, and there's pressures from all sides. We are responsible for what China has done to us.
Yep, we absolutely 100%
We have not only allowed them to do it, we've encouraged them to do it.
Yep. Absolutely. So there's, the hypocrisy there is, oh, those damn Chinese,
right.
But they've done it because we are cheap. We don't want to pay for things. We have more money than any other population, generally speaking, in the world.
We're consumers.
We're
consumers without necessarily having the right kind of ethics to control what we'll do to get what we want.
Yep.
As easily as we can.
So you'll find the Talk Radio Countdown show in capsule form. That is the podcast of the show. You can find every week along with the show at talkradiocountdownshow.com. In a moment, we'll talk about some of the other things that Michael is doing as far as radio and broadcast are concerned that will keep you up to date with all this fascinating material that we have. You can find all the lists at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television as well.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
All right, let's get to the issue of, not an issue, we discuss issues here on this program. Michael does a wrap with hosts and various other people that are involved, and yet it's another way of covering the charts and the information that's so prevalent regarding the News Talk Radio world. And then you have the Michael Harrison interview every week. Who's in that this week?
The interview is a cool fellow. I call him a Jersey boy. He's not a member of the Four Seasons, but he's a real cool cat from Jersey. His name is Steve Trevelise, and he hosts a show on New Jersey 101.5, which is a news talk show, and he hosts another show on the weekend at WIP in Philly, which is a sports show. And he's just a plain, down-to-earth guy, and we talk all about the sports situation, the political correct. He's a comic, too, a stand-up comic. He's a good one.
Yeah.
And how it affects stand-up comedy. It's a great conversation, and it's mhinterview.com.
I'm going to tell you something. The sports world, that's going to be one of the stories at the end of the world. I'm venturing out on a limb here, suggesting that neither baseball nor football is going to make it this year.
Baseball is off to a very shaky start. Basketball is just beginning. Football is problematic. You might be right.
Well, I mean, the guys are saying they don't go out and play because they're worried about the virus.
Yep.
So where else is there more sweat? Not necessarily in baseball, but basketball and football, sweat and all of the... I mean, look at any of the slow-mo.
Yeah. It brings the term trash talk to a whole new level of...
Yes. Truth. Yeah, it certainly does.
Yeah.
All right, there's the overview. The top hits of the week, News Talk Radio in the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks to Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport,
easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After the hour now, it's time for our Tech Talk review of the week's big technology stories, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan. So let us get right to it, Ms. Keelan. Number five is the announcement on what happens next January for the Consumer Electronics Show.
Right, CES, it's the world's largest tech trade show, and it's now been moved to an all-online experience, and this will be in January. Now, just recently, I remember we talked about this on the show. In May, the group behind the CES show was actually still planning on holding it in person, and a lot of companies had the option to exhibit digitally if they didn't want to be there in person, but apparently a number of large conferences scheduled for 2020 had already been canceled, and so CES decided that it just wasn't really the safest thing to do.
You mean 2021? I think...
For the rest of this year. I mean, technically, that's the beginning of January.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Vegas, I guess, has gone through, they closed down, they reopened. I don't know if they've had to slow down their reopening, but having hundreds of thousands of people, which is what the CES show draws, probably not a great idea in one place.
Well, I think you're going to see by the time we get there, it's too early to tell for sure, but I think this thing is going to be on its way down.
They may be, but it's one of those, you
can't do that thing on a dime.
Yeah.
So this far out, they need to make that announcement. Okay, number four is an announcement from Google.
Yeah, this is sort of, a lot of companies have been looking to the tech world for sort of a model of how to handle, you know, these are large tech companies, Google and Apple and Amazon.
Amazon,
a lot of other companies and other industries have been sort of looking to the tech world and sector to see how they're handling the working from home thing, because in so many cases in the tech world, the equipment is so extensive and expensive that most of the time workers are needed in the facility using those computers. However, like a lot of us, we've all kind of figured out how to work from home, and in a lot of cases, it's working really well. So Google says they have 200,000 full-time employees who are going to stay working remotely until at least July of 2021. And so Google said the reason that they're doing this now, they want to give the employees time and the ability to plan ahead. So this gives them about a year of knowing where they're going to be. They're going to be working from home. And so Facebook, Twitter, and Square have also announced plans to allow workers to continue working remotely from home indefinitely. So there's really no plan yet. And I know depending on what city and what state you're in, your company may have already made an announcement as well. In New York City, everyone, my husband and our friends who work in the city, their companies have all said that no one will be back in the office until at least January. So we'll see how that goes.
How that works. All right, another big tech company, Amazon, which is more than just a tech company.
Mm-hmm.
They made an announcement about streaming games.
Yeah, they were supposed to stream the MLB games, the 21 Yankee games, beginning April 17th. Then, obviously, the baseball season got pushed back. And so I guess these 21 games were still up in the air. And now Amazon has made an announcement that they won't be broadcasting any of them. This is essentially a way for the YES Network, which is the Yankees' official network, that is essentially a way for them to keep everything for themselves. So none of that content will be watered down. So, you know, if you're a Yankee fan, you won't be able to watch it on Amazon. You're going to have to just do the YES Network or online with a subscription.
Countdown of the top stories this week from sort of consumer. This is the world of consumer technology. Rite Aid has a black. I was going to say a black eye. Yeah, I suppose that's what this is. Yeah, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Rite Aid secretly deployed facial recognition software across a network of security cameras in hundreds of locations in the U.S. This is according to a new investigation from Reuters. The company, Rite Aid, had been doing so for more than 8 years and didn't tell anyone. No one except people working for, actually, people working in the stores didn't even know, but the higher-ups at Rite Aid, they knew that they were doing this. And so for 8 years, if you walked into a Rite Aid, especially if you were in an area, in a city or an area where people of color, predominantly black and Latino residents, made up the largest racial or ethnic group, those stores were more than three times as likely to have facial recognition software employed in the stores without your knowledge or permission. And they claim that they were using it for anti-theft purposes, but as we know, so many studies have shown that facial recognition software is completely racist and biased. It does not even distinguish one black or brown person from another. It's a disaster. So now Rite Aid's been caught red-handed, and I think that there are going to be some repercussions for that.
Number one,
this is great news, I think. Apple has taken their manufacturing of the iPhone 11 out of China and into India. This is the first time that Apple will be making a top-tier phone in India. And so this is they want to be less reliant on China, which a lot of people feel the same way.
Get your stuff out of China. That's it. Top five items from technology. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, 59 after the.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.